Welcome to Analogs, a podcast by the team at Figure 8 Logistics. Each episode, we'll explore the space between things, connecting ideas through the lens of logistics, always in 8 minutes or less.
Hi there, I'm KJ Carlstrom, marketing strategist at Figure 8 Logistics. Today, we'll be talking to Scott Landers, co-founder and systems engineer here at Figure 8. We'll be answering our questions through the lens of food delivery systems engineering. So to set the stage for our first question, food delivery is growing and changing at really an astronomical rate. You know, we can really picture ourselves in a not so distant future, sitting on our couches, ordering our dinner through voice technology, and having it delivered in reusable waste-free packaging by a drone outside our doorstep. A lot has changed just in this year with food delivery, but it wasn't always like this. Scott, can you give us a little bit of context as to why food is delivered and how did we get here?
Yeah, so when it comes to food delivery, I think it all starts with convenience. You know, that's really why we've ever had things delivered is either we don't have access to it locally, it's not something we can make at home, or it's just something we want and have the ability to acquire. So starting with convenience and want, food delivery has really been driven and been enabled by technology. You know, looking at initially shipping things on a boat, eventually having them delivered via rail or over the road in a car, and now on demand via bicycles and eventually robots and drones and wherever the future takes us.
Well, I know that some of the first things that, you know, humans ever got delivered were milk, the famous milkman, and ice delivery. There was actually an iceman back in the 19th century who was the first to have ice delivered to the Caribbean. But these things such as, you know, ice getting delivered and milk getting delivered are obsolete, you know, here in 2021, where food delivery itself is everywhere. Can you provide some context as to why we don't see certain things delivered anymore, but other things such as pizza, for example, food delivery for that is everywhere?
Yeah, so as food delivery drives technology and is driven by technology, we see the definition of convenience change. So what wasn't convenient, you know, 150 years ago, something like ice, is ubiquitous today. So there's no need to have ice delivered. Similarly with milk, you know, that originally, I guess, started when more people moved off of farms and into cities and didn't have the family cow to get their daily milk. So they would have, you know, the milkman drop the bottles off. The next day they would pick up the empties and drop off fresh milk. Now with refrigeration, it's easy to keep milk for many days at home. So we look at what's convenient now, what can I not cook, particularly if I live in a small studio apartment and don't have big area to cook for myself, or you know, just don't feel like it. The convenience is something like pizza, right? I don't have the dough and everything I would need to make a pizza, let alone as good as the chef next door could. So we see this is kind of the new standard, the 30 minutes or less getting hot food delivered. But I think that extends now that the technology for online ordering, ordering on your phone, voice ordering has made food delivery more ubiquitous. You see all kinds of food getting delivered. Whether it's hot food or groceries, subscription, food delivery has started to move a little bit from convenience, you know, to just mainstream as a way of ordering food, you know, just as the same way you would have went to a grocery store 20 years ago.
So you mentioned 30 minutes or less, which obviously makes me think of Domino's, who we all know, and pizza really being one of the first things that I think a lot of us are familiar with delivery, like back to early memories. Even, you know, in the 1990s, Pizza Hut had one of the first websites, PizzaNet, which means that probably pizza was one of the first things bought and sold online, which is super interesting. So that was, you know, really one of the first kinds of food we see delivered. And then we have this ultimate futuristic vision of what food delivery could be in a not so distant future. But it seems like we're in this really messy middle right now. Could you talk a little bit more about that and sort of where we are and where we could go with food delivery?
Yeah, messy middle is a great way of describing it. I think as we've talked about, delivery has gone from convenience, maybe more of a luxury, to somewhat mainstream in the last few years, to now being a necessity, which really has driven demand. And in a very quick way forced the market, technology, consumers, and restaurants to all adapt to this technology that's available very quickly. And then the third, I think, of why it's so messy is, restaurants historically aren't early adopters of technology. Most people who get into restaurants get into it for service, serving other people, for working with food as a chef in the kitchen. You don't get into the restaurant business to learn about APIs and drones and, the nuances of how to engineer your menu for the most clicks, right? It's a different way of approaching the business of food. And so I think we're seeing all of this come together at once. Restaurants are rapidly, adapting and trying to catch up to technology. The technology continues just to zoom ahead even faster. And so I think we've seen, as the phrase goes, 10 years of adoption in the last year. So I suspect the messy middle will be a little less messy in maybe 3 to 5 years, but it really is still early days, if you will, in the widespread adoption of food delivery.
Yeah, and while you mentioned that, restaurants are historically slow to adopt technology, I think from a consumer standpoint, I can still get, pizza or, Chinese food, Indian food delivered to me in 30 minutes or less. But, even in this age of Amazon and Prime, I still can't get my pants delivered in 30 minutes or less. So I'd love to just wrap up this conversation with your perspective of on-demand delivery extending past food.
Yeah. So as we think of food delivery as one of the drivers of technology because of its high requirements, delivering hot food in 30 minutes on demand is very different than delivering pants, in a week across the country. But now that technology is there and, guests who are used to ordering food delivery in this way now are somewhat primed to order other things in this way. So thinking of getting your pants on demand is something that consumers are now looking for. And I think the market is responding to that to build new types of logistics and new ways of fulfilling orders that will allow you the convenience of food delivery for anything online.
Thank you so much, Scott. And thank you everyone for tuning in to our very first episode of the Q&A podcast. Join us for our next episode to learn a bit more about how food moves. And until then, follow us on Instagram @figure8logistics and visit our website at figure8.delivery.